Now a short news item that requires us to take a step back in time to the start of World War II and a place about 25 miles north of London. It's called Bletchley Park, and in 1939, that's where the British government moved its code and cipher school. Makeshift wooden huts were built on the grounds of the Victorian mansion that was already there. Some of Britain's top mathematicians moved in and began trying to decipher Adolf Hitler's supposedly unbreakable communication codes. Sue Black is a computer scientist at the University of Westminster in London. She says that Bletchley Park was a busy place in its heyday.
There were three shifts a day, so 24 hours. Not hundreds of people, but thousands of people working there for year upon year, working to try and crack the codes. And once they managed to do that, to keep cracking all the codes that came through so that they could send on the information to Churchill and the government.
By war's end in 1945, some 63 million characters of German code had been deciphered at Bletchley.
Bletchley Park is undoubtedly one of the most important sites of World War II. Historians agree that the war was shortened by some 2 years as a result of the work here.
That's Simon Greenish, director of the Bletchley Trust, a private group that now runs Bletchley Park and cares for the grounds. The British government, he says, doesn't help with the park's upkeep.
People are astonished that we don't have support from government, but at the moment we're not part of any national museum structure.
The huts still exist, and there is a small museum of computing on the grounds at Bletchley Park, or BP as it's called. You can find newsreels from days gone by at the museum.
I think that I shall never see a sight so curious as BP. This place called up at war's behest and peopled by the strangely dressed, yet what they do they cannot say, nor ever will till Judgment Day.
The park survives on donations and ticket sales for guided tours given by volunteers, but it's barely enough money to keep the park alive. And it shows in how the old huts and grounds look, says Sue Black.
A pitiful sight, really. Several huts that look old, in disrepair, paint peeling off, a tarpaulin over the end of one of the huts that's nailed on. A very sorry state. We should be collectively embarrassed as a nation.
And so Sue Black is spearheading an effort to save Bletchley Park. She and around 100 other top British computer scientists and experts wrote an open letter to the Times newspaper. They've asked for the government to step in. They wrote, "Bletchley Park must be preserved for future generations. As a nation, we cannot allow this crucial and unique piece of British and world heritage to be neglected."